B'tochen for Life, Shir 856, Wednesday, Parshas B'Shalach. Today's shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schos for Hatzlocha and Brocha for his Mishpacha in Ruchnius and Gashmius. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners should bring him and his Mishpacha tremendous Hatzlocha. We are explaining the concept of a nega, the concept of Rachmana Litzlana Machala. And we explain that it demonstrates a richuk from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a lack of connection. And Ibsham Shinafal Hirsch Zatzal, in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, explains the difference between the word nega and the word machala, is a nega is something that we can see that it came from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam touched the person. Noga boy. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam touched him, pushed him away, so to speak. And that's why he was hurt. That's why tzaras is called a nega. That's why makas b'chayris is called a nega. When something happens that we see the touch of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so to speak, that's called a nega. And a machla is a regular sickness. But essentially, they are both the same. But a nega is referring to something that we see clearly the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's involvement. So let's go back to the pasuk that we began with. V'nega lo yikrav be'ohalecha. Why, if a person lives with emuna and betachin, will he not experience a nega even in his oil? The reason is because a nega is a demonstration of a disconnection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Like we explained, ein b'ra'ah l'mata minega. The lowest that a person can be, Rachmana Litzlan, is in a situation of nega, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam pushes him away, Rachmana Litzlan. And the highest form is oinig. What's oinig? Like we said in the pasuk in Tehillim, v'hisana gal Hashem, is a person that experiences emuna and betachin and lives with that understanding. That's what David HaMelech is saying over here. V'nega lo yikra v'ohalecha. You want to have a situation that you won't have a nega, you have to have an oinig. Oinig takes you away from nega. By experiencing oinig, by enjoying your relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, by having betachin which motivates you to do mitzvahs and to do actions with an enjoyment. If you feel like that, you'll be able to be v'nega la yikra v'yahalacha. You won't have a nega. Nega and oinig are opposites. And if a person works on his emuna and his betachin, he is taking away from him any richuk, any machla, Rachmana Litzlan. That's the secret of what David HaMelech is saying. If you work on v'hisana gal Hashem, if you try to enjoy your life, even if a person Rachmana Litzlan is suffering, but enjoy the experience with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, tell it to yourself. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam loves you. Try to feel it. The more you strengthen your betachin and you do actions that come from your betachin, the more Be'ezer Hashem you'll be zeiche to have this pasuk. V'nega lo yikra b'yahalecha. Here is sponsorship information. To sponsor one shir is $180 a day. To sponsor all of the shirim is $500 a day. Additionally, you can set up smaller recurring donations. Every donation is greatly appreciated and helps us continue sending out the shirim. To mail a check, please make the check payable to Congregation Kerem Shlomo, and please mail it to The Path for Life, 14 Jenine Way, J-E-A-N-I-N-E, Way in Lakewood, New Jersey, 08701. To donate by credit card or to set up a recurring donation, please contact us via email, shiurim@thepathforlife.com. shiurim@thepath4life.com. Tiskulu mitzvahs.